The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 28, text number 55, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 9th, 2009, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 28, text number 55. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Satvang vihaya mang bandho. Gato gram yam matir mahim. Vicharan padamadrakshi. Kayachin nirmitang striya. Satvang vihaya mang bandho. Gato gram yam matir mahim. Vicharam padam adrakshi. Kayachin nirmitang striya. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. My dear friend, you are now my very same friend. Since you left me, you become more and more materialistic, and not seeing me, you have been traveling in different forms throughout this material world, which was created by some woman. When the living entity falls down, he goes into the material world, which was created by the external energy of the Lord. This external energy is described herein as some woman, or prakriti. This material world is composed of material elements, ingredients supplied by the Mahatattva, the total material energy. The material world, created by this external energy, becomes the so-called home of the conditioned soul. Within this material world, the conditioned soul accepts different apartments or different bodily forms, and then travels about. Sometimes he travels in the higher planetary systems, and sometimes in lower systems. Sometimes he travels in higher species of life, and sometimes in lower species. He has been wandering within this material existence, this material universe, since time immemorial, as explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadepai Bhakti Lata Beej Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela Chapter 19, Text 151. The living entity wanders into many species of life, but he is fortunate when he once again meets his friend, either in person or through his representative. Actually, it is Krishna who personally advises all living entities to return home back to Godhead. Sometimes Krishna sends his representative, who, delivering Krishna's very message, canvasses all living entities to return home back to Godhead. Unfortunately, the living entity is so greatly attached to material enjoyment that he does not take the instructions of Krishna or his representative very seriously. This material tendency is mentioned in this verse as gramya mati, sense gratification. The word mahim means within this material world. All living entities within this material world are sensually inclined. Consequently, they become entangled in different types of bodies and suffer the pangs of material existence. So, this is very important verse. This verse in this chapter is giving us very good understanding. Since you left, that means we left the spiritual world. It is confirmed in the previous purport. Srila Prabhupada states, the original home of the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the spiritual world. Sometimes devotees make a controversy about this. They want to claim that we did not start off in the spiritual world. We came from the Brahma Jyoti, or we came from this place or that place. But it is confirmed here by Srila Prabhupada that we were originally situated in the spiritual world with Krishna. We were living together very peacefully with Krishna, serving him in a blissful life. But when we developed a desire to enjoy independently, we fell down into this material existence. Many times people ask me in the emails, how is it possible that one could leave the spiritual world? I mean, it's so wonderful. How could somebody want to give up eternity, knowledge, and bliss and trade it in for temporality, illusion, and misery? Prabhupada always explains in this way. He says that it is misuse of independence. And some argue, well, why doesn't Krishna just take away our independence then so we won't fall down? Shishi Nitai Gorda Chandra Ki Jai, Shishi Radha Damana Ki Jai. They say, why doesn't God be kind and just take away our independence? So we will never leave the spiritual world. Does a parent take away the independence of the child? Then, my dear child, from now on, I'm not going to let you do what you want. I'm going to tie you up to your bed so you can't do anything that you want. I will keep you as a prisoner so you won't get into trouble. You won't take drugs. You won't get into guns. I'll protect you from falling down. I'll just tie you up to your bed here so you can't go anywhere and you can't do anything. Would that be a very nice parent? Would that be a loving parent? He's preventing his kid from falling down into sinful activities.
tai būtų geras Dievas, kuris apsaugo savo sūnų nuo palikų.
Does anybody think that would be a very nice parent?
Ar galvoja, kad tokie tėvai būtų geri?
Obviously, such a parent would, if the government found out, they would punish that parent for being cruel to their child.
Ir jeigu vyriausybė sužinotų, kad taip vyksta, jie nubaustų netgi už žiaurumą savo vaikų.
The parent has to give freedom to the child.
Ir tėvai turi duoti laisvę savo vaikam.
To let them do what they want.
Atleis daryti jiem tai, ko jie nori.
The parent gives all a good education.
Tėvai duoda visą gerą išsilavinimą.
They set a good example.
Gerą pavyzdį duoda.
They give their love to the child.
Meilę duoda vaikui.
And then it's up to the child what to do.
Ir tada jau priklauso nuo vaiko, ką daryti.
So why do people expect God to be some cruel parent?
Ir kodėl žmonės tikis, kad Dievas turėtų būti kažkoks žiaurus tėvas?
They were getting arrested by the government if they could catch him. They would get arrested by the government if they could catch him.
Ir kad jau reiškia, jeigu juos pagautų, tai būtų ją suimti.
For child abuse.
Už vaiko išnaudojimą.
You see, a parent who doesn't give the child freedom, they are guilty of child abuse.
Nes tėvai, kurie neduoda vaikui laisvės, jie kalti už vaiko prievartą.
So how people can say that why God doesn't become a child abuser, you see?
Kodėl žmonės klausia, kad kodėl Dievas netampa toks?
By taking all the freedom away from his devotees and forcing them to stay in the spiritual world.
Atimdamas bet kokią laisvę iš savo atsidavusių ir versdamas juos likti dvasiniam pasaulyje.
Krishna does not force.
Krishna neverčia.
He gives us the independence.
Jis duoda tą laisvę.
Love me or leave me.
Arba mylėk mane, arba palik mane.
So if anyone who decides to stay with Krishna in the spiritual world, it is out of love, it is not out of force. You see, Krishna wants to enjoy a loving relationship with each and every devotee. That's why we are created by him. Because he wants to enjoy a loving relationship with each and every one of us. So does love mean freedom or does love mean slavery? Love means freedom. To love, for love to exist, freedom of choice has to be there. Independence has to be there. So, since the choice is there, it's possible somebody can misuse the choice. Of course, it's extremely rare. That's why it is sometimes said that nobody falls down from the spiritual world. It's practically unheard of. I mean, who would leave the spiritual world? But in very, very, very rare cases, the exception to the rule sometimes happens and somebody falls down from the spiritual world. And you know who that was? That was you. And that was me. We're among that rare group that made the mistake. We came here and now we're struggling in this material nature. Sometimes we're going to the higher planets. Sometimes we're down to the lower planets. Sometimes in the higher species. Sometimes in the lower species. Sometimes we're men. Sometimes we're women. Sometimes we're white-skinned. Sometimes we're black-skinned. Sometimes we're a dog. Sabaka. Sometimes we're a cat. What is it? A cat. Cat? Koska? Koska, yes, and that's Koska. So we've tried to be happy in this material world. We've tried being a rich man. We've tried being a poor man. We've tried being a musician. We've tried being an athlete. And we've tried being a scholar. We've tried being a scientist. We've tried so many ways to be happy in this material world. But what do we have after these millions and millions of attempts to enjoy? What do we have? Frustration. Because we never were able to get satisfied. Like that song, you know, I can't get no satisfaction. We're just frustrated here. You
see.
But Krishna so kindly comes personally, and he sends his representatives to say, hey, what are you doing here? You don't belong here. This isn't your home. Why are you identifying as being a Lithuanian? Why are you identifying as being a male or a female? This is an illusion. This has nothing to do with you. You're an eternal servant of Krishna. Jivara Sarupahoi Krishnera Nitya Das. So now come back. Come back to your original home. You were not meant to rot here in this material existence. You're going through birth, death, old age, and disease. Suffering from this sickness and that sickness. This disease and that disease. These bodies are simply one problem after another. And as the older you get, the worse it gets. Just like a brand new car, you don't need to go to the repair shop with it. Sometimes devotees, to save money, they'll buy an old used car, you see. And it keeps breaking down. You got to spend money to repair it once, twice, three times, repair it, repair it, repair it again and again and again. Because an old car is falling apart. Well, right now, most of you have young bodies. But your body's going to get old like my body. And you'll experience more and more problems with your body. So whatever energy you have now, don't waste it on sense gratification. Utilize your energy 100% for Krishna. And then when you get old, you'll be transcendental to your body. As one devotee very nicely said, pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. In other words, your body will experience pain, there's no doubt. That's the law of nature. Your body has to experience pain. But, aham brahmasmi. I'm not the body. So suffering is only experienced, pain is only suffering for that person who misidentifies with his material body. If you're free from bodily identification, pain is not suffering. It's just a blinking red light on the dashboard, that's all. You know, in your car, they have the dashboard. The front of the car, the panel on the front of the car where you're driving, you know, the panel. And sometimes a little red light will come on. Bling, bling, means, well, you're low on oil, you're low on gas. It's a warning light.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, pain is just a warning light on the dashboard of your car. That's all it really is. It's like I have some pain in my throat right now. So that means I have to talk very little or talk very softly. So if we see pain for what it is, it's simply a warning light to help us engage in our service according to time, place, and circumstance. Then that pain will not be suffering for us. It will simply be information that will help us understand how to best serve Krishna in this particular situation. So in this way, if one can understand what's going on in this material world, that I'm just passing through this place on a temporary sojourn from the spiritual sky. And now that I've checked it out to see where it's at, it's time to get back. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Why Krishna is so merciful to us? We have so many vices and anarthas, and but still Krishna always helps us and gives us all answers and everything.
He's your father. No matter what you do, he loves you. That's why. He is the affection of a loving father. You can be the worst criminal, but he still loves you.
Translate gradually. This system of eightfold yoga is very difficult. And in this age, practically no one can achieve perfection by this. Because one has to go away from home and some breathing exercise. But in this age it is given the chanting of the holy name because it's practical and there are many people who doesn't want to follow this chanting, they want to make their own process.
Klausimą turi kokį? ką būtent tokiu atveju gal nerekomenduot bent jau, kad tie procesai yra nu, vienam šiam amžiui labai sunku.
Is there a question?
And this kind of people who doesn't want to accept this process, what advice I can give to them if they do not want to follow this process?
What? All right, but what are they doing? That's my question.
O ką jie daro?
Nu bandau siekti tobulumo, bet galų gale nesiekia autoritetais, vyresniais įrodymais.
They try to achieve perfection, but they do not want to follow the authorities.
But what are they doing to try to achieve perfection?
They try to find the path themselves.
They haven't found it yet.
So
the man, he is wandering in the wilderness. He is wondering how to get back to civilization to save his life from certain death.
Jisai, reiškia, įsivaizduokit, klajoja po negyvenamas vietas ir nori grįžti į civilizaciją, kad išsigelbėtų.
He is wandering in the wilderness, lost, trying to find a path that leads back to civilization.
Jisai pasiklydęs, reiškia, kažkur klajoja ir nori grįžti į civilizaciją.
And an experienced frontiersman comes through the forest and he tells that man, you can follow me, I know the pathway back to the civilization.
Jeigu ten miške, kuris pasilydęs, eina turistas ir sako, sek paskui mane, aš tau parodysiu, kur civilizacija.
And he says, what? Follow you?
Ir jis sako, ką, sek tavim?
I'm going to find my own path.
Aš pats susirasiu kelią.
Just see the foolish rascal.
Žiūrėkit, koks tai kvailas žmogus.
He's lost in the forest.
Jisai pasilydo vidury miško.
He's on the verge of starving to death. Trying to find a way back to civilization. And someone, a frontiersman comes who knows the pathway, but he doesn't want to take advantage of them.
That
means he has no brain. He has cow dung in the skull. So what you can say to somebody who has cow dung up here? Just fill him full of prasadam. Maybe that'll help. If he takes a lot of prasadam, he may get some brain from that. And then you can tell him, right now, you're wandering in this material world looking for a path. You may find a path or you may not find the path. But I have already found the path. And I am walking on that path right now. Why don't you come with me? And I will take you to God. I will take you to Krishna. You can meet him face to face. You're wandering, trying to find a path, but I already found the path back to God. You just come with me and I will introduce you to God. You can bring him here to the temple. Here he is, Nitai Gaurachandra. You are looking for the path, but here is the end of the pathway. We've already reached the end of the pathway. Someone is thinking, well, I'd like to become a millionaire. I'm trying to figure out how to become a millionaire, how I can make some money. But I haven't figured it out yet, how I'm going to make some money. Especially in today's economy. But you say, but why worry about making money? Here, I'll give you $1,000,000 right now. You don't need to make the money. Here, I give you the money.
Jeigu kažkas pasakytų, palauk, aš tavo duosiu milijoną iš karto, tau nereiks nieko galvoti.
Tell him you don't need a path.
Pasakykite jam, kad jau
nereikia. I will give you the result of the path right now.
Aš jau duosiu to kelio rezultatą dabar iš karto.
I will show you spiritual perfection right now.
Aš jau parodysiu dvasinį tobulumą iš karto.
Why do you need a path? I'll show you the end of the path right now.
Kam kelias reikalingas, aš jau iš karto duosiu galą.
Any other questions?
surasti mokytoją, bet po kurį laiko pasako, kad jis man nieko nepadėjo, nedavė. Išpildai pats įtinka, nusprendžia palikti.
Sometimes it so happens that the disciple accepts spiritual master, but after some time he says that the spiritual master did not help him. Why it happens? And he leaves. And why it happens?
It's a very sad situation. The disciple doesn't understand how the spiritual master is helping him. Generally, it's because of bad association. By associating with people who don't have faith in Guru, don't have faith in Krishna, one's intelligence becomes poisoned. Actually, the spiritual master is endeavoring with his whole existence to save his disciples, to take them back to home, back to Godhead. His every thought, word, and deed is dedicated to his disciples to help them back to Godhead. Prabhupada explains the spiritual master does not think he's a spiritual master. He thinks that his disciples are the spiritual masters. He has to serve them. If a disciple is in bad association, he may not understand how the spiritual master is working so hard trying to save him. It's just like when somebody is drowning in the water. The lifeguard jumps in to save that drowning person. Now, the proper thing, I took lifeguard training when I was a young boy. And they taught us this principle. That sometimes the drowning person will go into a panic. See, what he should do when the lifeguard comes, he should just be submissive and not be afraid. And then the lifeguard can pull him to the shore to safety. But sometimes the drowning person is in a state of panic. He's and when the lifeguard comes, he hits the lifeguard. And the lifeguard, he may also get into trouble. He may drown also because of that
person.
So the lifeguard has to be very strong. That even if that drowning person goes into a state of panic, even if he's not submissive, the lifeguard can still has enough strength to grab him and bring him back to the shore. So the disciple who leaves, gives up the spiritual master, he is like the panicking, drowning person. He doesn't realize how to take advantage of the spiritual master's mercy to get out of his suffering condition. Does that answer your question? Okay, we have time for one more question. Let's see, how many have questions? All right.
Привязанности к чувственным наслаждениям несерьезные к посланию Кришны и духовного учителя. И иногда мы слышим, что можно вернуться за одну жизнь, за эту короткую человеческую жизнь, можно вернуться назад к Богу или вообще обрести духовное сознание Кришны. И хотелось бы услышать поподробнее, что значит эта серьезность для семейного человека, что она будет значить. Практике, как в течение жизни жить, чтобы действительно это было серьезно.
делами, работой, там, людьми и прочим. Как человек, вот семейный человек, действительно быть уверенным в том, что он делает все возможное, чтобы уже в этой жизни существовать.
So he speaks from his situation, how for the family person, how to be sure that he puts how much endeavor he should put in order he could go back home back to Godhead in this lifetime. How much he should devote himself.
100%.
100%.
Takes 100%.
Reikalinga 100%.
Devote 100% himself.
Devote
100%. Yeah, he should devote 100% of his energy to going back to Godhead. Whether you're a householder living at home or you're a brahmachari living in the temple, everyone should devote themselves 100% to Krishna. You should live your life in such a way that at every minute you're giving pleasure to Krishna. You should try to help you by helping your wife to become Krishna conscious, helping your children to become Krishna conscious. Utilize your grihastha ashram for making it like a temple atmosphere. Turn your home into a temple so that all the family members become Krishna conscious. Just like here is a temple, your home should also be a temple. In this way you can be 100%. When you go to a job, you're earning money to pay for your house. So if your house is a temple, then you're working for Krishna. Even your job is bhakti yoga. If your house is like an ashram, then by earning the money to pay the rent on your house, that becomes Krishna seva. So make your house a temple. And make all your family members into devotees. Even if you're not successful, just make the endeavor and Krishna will bless you for them. The result doesn't matter, but the endeavor, that will please Krishna. Even if your family members are atheists, if you're always praying and meditating to Krishna, please bless me, somehow or other I can convert them to become your devotee. Krishna will reward you for your prayers. So everybody can become 100% absorbed, whether you're a householder or a brahmachari, everyone can become 100% absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Is that clear? That makes sense?
This complaint is regarding that if people are so busy maintaining their families, usually they can't find time to come to the classes and the lectures. Like now, he invited so many friends to come, but they're so busy with their works and maintenance business, they can't come, although they still want to progress.
Well, you have to become, you have to develop your own preaching abilities by hearing the lectures yourself, by studying, so that you can preach to them where they are. Since they won't come here, you have to go to them. You become a more powerful preacher then, and you can save them by your preaching.
pats išsiugdyti pamokslavimo įgūdžius ir jeigu jie negali ateiti paskaitų klausyti, tai jūs galite nuvažiuoti pats pas juos ir jiems skaityti paskaitas ir tokiu būdu išgelbėti.
You become a powerful preacher and you can make them a devotee, right? Even if they don't come to the temple, their own home you can make them a devotee if you're
powerful.
Actually, I'm very happy to hear you're inviting people. This is very good. I'm very pleased with you for doing that. This is your love for them. That's very nice. So continue in this way, trying to save your friends. And Krishna will bless you. So, all right.
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that only one out of million comes to me. So is it a problem of our preaching or something? Why it happens that only one out of million who are trying to come?
They're so dull, that's the problem. Prabhupada answers in his purport today, he says, unfortunately, the living entity is so greatly attached to material enjoyment that he does not take the instructions of Krishna or his representative very seriously. Even though your preaching is first class, they're so stupid, they're not taking advantage of it. So you just have to keep preaching and trying again and again somehow to convince them. In Chinese wisdom, it is stated, perseverance furthers. Can you translate that, Mom? That's... Perseverance means when you stick to something without giving it up. Furthers means it advances. By sticking to it, it becomes eventually successful.
Yra Kinijoje toks posakis, kad reiškia, jeigu tu kažką darai pastoviai, ir nesvarbu, kas atsitiktų, ar sekas ar ne, bet jeigu tiesi, tai būtinai ateis sėkmė.
So if you will maintain your determination like that little sparrow, you see, we want to dry up the ocean.
Ir jeigu jūs išlaikysit savo ryštą, kaip tas mažiukas paukščiukas, kuris bandė išgerti vandenyną.
Just as Garuda came to help the little sparrow.
Tai kaip Garuda atėjo, kad padėti jam.
Krishna will personally come and help you to be successful in your preaching.
Krishna asmeniškai ateis ir padės jum pasiekti sėkmę pamokslavime.
He will transform them.
Jisai pakeis tuos žmones.
So that your preaching endeavors will be fruitful.
Kad jūsų pamokslavimo vaisiai būtų vaisingi.
So, many other questions, yeah.
Yra pasakyta, kad sąmonė yra sielos, reiškia, egzistavimo požymis. Ir sakykime, dar yra pasakyta, kad reiškia, grįžti dvasinius namus, sakykime, iš materialaus pasaulio galima, reiškia, turint žmogaus gyvybės formą, reiškia. O dabar, sakykime, sielos, kurios yra įkūnytos, reiškia, sakykime, kitose žemesnėse gyvybės, reiškia, formose, ten gyvuliuose, augaluose, reiškia. Ar jūs galite tokį pat sąmoningumą naudotis kaip žmogus, ar jūs turi tokį pat suvokimą, reiškia, kad apie aplinką, apie save, ar vilkas suvokia, kad jis yra vilkas, ar kiškis zuikis suvokia, kad jis yra zuikis, ar zuikis gali melsis Dievui, reiškia. Yra atveju, kada šventieji padeda gyvuliams, reiškia, bet ar patys, sielos jūs turi tą sąmonę, bet ar jūs gali kaip žmogus naudotis tą sąmonę, reiškia.
It is said that the sign of the soul is consciousness. And human being, it is said, he can go back home, back to Godhead. But can animals go? Or do they feel and are able to think and pray for God like humans, or they are unable?
Generally, animals cannot.
Paprastai gyvūnai negali.
Because they don't have the developed human consciousness to do them.
Nes jie neturi išsiugdžiusios žmogaus sąmonės, kad tai padaryti.
Of course, there are exceptions to that also.
Žinoma, yra ir išimčių toje srityje.
Sometimes there are exceptions.
Just like in our Mayapur temple, every evening when the devotees would go for prasadam, one dog would sneak into the temple room and offer his obeisances to Radha Madhava. Normally a dog is not allowed in, you see. So he'd wait till all the devotees went for prasadam. Then he would sneak in and offer his obeisances to the deity. So he had human consciousness. He must have been a devotee in a previous life who had done some sin. And you purify him, be purified of that sin, he took birth as a dog in Mayapur. And then after living that, then as a dog, he burned off all of his sins, so after leaving the dog body, he will go back directly to Krishna. So there are exceptional cases. But generally, the animal has no consciousness to pray to God. He simply wants to know, where is there a bone? And where there is a she-dog? And if you come in my territory, I will bark. Ruff, ruff, ruff. And if you don't run away, I will bite. That is dog.
When I preach in a street, I say to people that animals, they do not have consciousness. So am I right?
Animals have consciousness. If you hit the dog, he will cry in pain. If you give him a bowl of food, he will wag his tail. He has consciousness. But he doesn't. But human consciousness has an extra dimension. Human has the ability to ask, why do I exist? What is the purpose for my existence? The dog cannot ask such a
question.
The dog has consciousness for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, and that's it. But a human being, he can ask, why do I exist? What's my purpose for being here? That's the difference between human being and animal. So if a human being does not ask such questions, what is he? He's simply animal. Dvipada pashu. Two-legged animal, that's all. So, our time is up. We thank you very much for so kindly attending this class today. Tonight, I think we're speaking at the Vedic Culture Center.
Yeah.
So everyone come for that program tonight. And we'll have a class here again tomorrow morning. We can go deeper and deeper and deeper into this transcendental ocean of Krishna Bhakti. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai. Jai.